So if people are chiming in late, fortunately it's recorded, so everyone can listen to it again as they please. I want to welcome everyone to the first coffee break of the fall season. We took the summer off, so we had a couple months without coffee breaks, but now we're back, and I'm really excited about what it is that we'll be talking about this year. Last year, I planned the coffee breaks out pretty far in advance, and then inevitably, I always had something pop up on my radar that I really, really wanted to talk about, but didn't have space for because I had already decided on what was fitting when. And so this year, I'm not doing that. I'm only planning about a month out, and I'm reserving the right to make last-minute changes when interesting and exciting things come up. So just FYI that if you are looking at the website and curious what's happening in, say, December, I haven't made a final decision on that yet because I want to have that flexibility to be able to talk about new things when they're new without confusing everyone by changing the topic last minute. So I will try to let you all know what will be happening next month so you have at least a month's notice, but it's possible that sometimes that will change as well if there's something really urgent or interesting or something that I'm really excited about happens to come to the forefront. So just to give everyone a heads up on that. Today, I'm kicking this off with a super cool tool that I think will be useful for anyone in the counties who has people asking about brain health. I know this is a topic that comes up a lot, and it comes up in a lot of different settings. Sometimes it comes up in Strong Women, Strong Bones classes. Sometimes it comes up from requests from community centers or senior centers or lunch and learns. It's just, I know it's come to the forefront in a lot of places, and it's something that people are really interested in. And there are a lot of misconceptions out there. So today I'm introducing you to this super cool tool called Brain Health as You Age, which is from the National Institute on Aging, but was also created in collaboration with the Administration for Community Living, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and other centers at the National Institutes of Health. So it's really a collaborative project. Normally, when we do these coffee breaks, we have a handout for you to follow. We don't today because we're just following a website. And the link for that website is in the emails that you would have gotten from Libby, or you can find it on the Coffee Break website. Or you can do what I do and just Google NIA, which stands for National Institute of Aging, and Brain Health Resource, and it'll be one of the first ones that comes up. So just to set the scene for this Brain Health Resource is something that this collaboration of groups put together to help people like us and others in the community have a tool that they can just pull off the shelf and use pieces of to convey accurate and useful information about brain health as people age. It stems from their interest in the fact that this is a big topic for a lot of people and in making sure that there is accurate information out there. So let's talk a little bit about some of that misinformation. One of the things that people tend to think about aging is that aging and dementia go hand in hand. They think as people get older, everyone is going to get dementia. It's totally normal. And this comes up in the ways that people talk about aging as well. People will talk about having a senior moment, or they'll forget their keys. They won't be able to find their keys 2 days in a row. And they'll get worried about that and anxious. That's not how it works. If we look at the people who are 65 and older in this country, only around 9% have dementia. And that number does go up as people get older. So the older people get, the more likely they are to end up developing dementia at some point. But really, the prevalence in older adults is pretty low. 9% is not a small number when you look at the entire population of the United States, but it also isn't everyone. And so this misconception that older age and dementia go hand in hand is untrue. People also seem to think that there isn't a whole lot that they can do to protect their brain as they age. And even if they think that there is something that they can do about it, they don't really know what. One of the things we hear a lot about is those brain training games. You've probably seen those advertisements or maybe downloaded the app. And people seem to feel like, oh, well, I could do that. But they don't really know what's evidence-based. They don't really know what's true about protecting their brain as they age. And so this toolkit provides an opportunity to change some of those misconceptions, to help people feel more empowered about what steps they can take to protect their brain as they age. And my goal today is just to familiarize you with the toolkit so that you know it's there, you can turn to it when someone asks you about brain health, and you can use it in the way that is useful for you, which is to say maybe you'll use the whole thing, or maybe you'll pull out individual pieces that are useful, or maybe you'll use it as a resource to give to others who can then use it and share it as they see fit. So with that, for those of you who are in front of a computer and want to follow along, you can go ahead to that website, the National Institute on Aging Brain Health Resource. And what you're going to see at the top, you've got the blue bar for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. You've got the NIH logo. And then as you go down, you've got some red text that says cognitive health, and then some blue text that says brain health resource, and then a box that says brain health as you age. You can make a difference. And on the right-hand side, there's an image of a brain. So if you've got that in front of you, you're on the right page. If you can't follow along, I'll be describing things as we go. So you will be able to understand where we're going with this and then go back later and look at the website as you need to. So if we're all there at that website, if you scroll down a little bit, after it describes what's here a little bit, it mentions that the Brain Health Resource has 5 components. There is a PowerPoint presentation. There is an educator guide, which basically gives you the notes that you would need to give that presentation. There's a 1-page handout that you can provide to the people who are receiving that presentation, residents of your community, others who you think would be useful for. There's a supplementary resource list, which basically just gives a ton of information and details about all of the things that are covered in this presentation and in this resource. And then there's additional resources about medicine, age, and your brain, which goes into common concerns that people have about how medicines are impacting the way that they think. So what we're going to do next here is we're going to click on the educator guide just to jump in that way. So if you're following along on the website, click on the educator guide. And it'll bring you down to sort of like a pinkish salmon-colored box. Click on the educator guide link there that says PDF next to it, and it will open for you. So this educator guide really walks you through the PowerPoint presentation and gives you additional details. And that includes things like normal brain aging and what that is, what's normal, what's not normal. If you listened to some of the coffee breaks last year, we did talk a little bit about health as we age and the fact that cognition does change as people age. That's normal. Just like people's knees sometimes change or people's mobility sometimes changes as they age. So there's normal changes as people age, and then there's things that are, I guess the technical term would be pathological. So there's normal brain changes, and then there's brain changes that indicate things like dementia or other issues that people can bring up with their doctors and deal with. So this assesses what normal brain aging is. It talks about how common health behaviors and health conditions can impact the brain. So this is things like when people exercise, how does that impact the brain? When people eat a healthy diet or an unhealthy diet, how does that affect the brain? If you have something like diabetes or if you're experiencing depression, what does that do with the way that you think, and how does that impact your brain? And then it goes into what you can do to support brain health. And this is part that I think is really key for educators, because this is what people want to know, right? They want to know the facts, but then they also want to know what they can do about it. And what's great about this guide is that it even has a goal setting slide to help the people who are receiving this information think about how they can make changes in their own life, what they can do today, what they can do tomorrow to support their brain health now that they have learned this important information. So one of the things that I think is really great about this guide is that it really lends itself to flexibility. You could take the whole thing right off the shelf and present that as a presentation to a group, or you can pull out the pieces that are useful and use it piecemeal. If you're presenting to a diabetes support group, for example, you could focus on the information about how diabetes impacts brain health and what people can do about it, and use that as your core substance and kind of ignore everything else or take everything else out. You could also just take a slide or two and add it to a different presentation where this information is relevant, but you don't need the whole thing. Or you could even just have it as like a 5-minute learning pitch, or you could do it without the slide. So there's a lot of ways that you can use this information, and the educator guide sets it up really nicely. Okay, so now we're going to go back to the website. So just click back, your back button in your browser, and mine is being really slow, but it should just load you back to that initial page. And if you scroll up, you'll get back up to that box with the brain in the corner at the very top, so we're all situated and know where we are here. The website also links to other information related to brain health that's relevant, and not really part of this particular toolkit, but is interesting and something that you can use to inform yourself more, to inform your constituents more, to do a follow-up presentation, whatever works for you. The couple that I highlighted that would be really important, there's some detailed information on what's normal and what's not for brain health. And so that's something that comes up in the presentation, but there's also a separate article that highlights that. And let me see if I remember where that is. I have the link to it, so I will make sure that the link goes up on the website so that you aren't clicking around for it. I actually do encourage clicking around. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom, that's where you start seeing some of these related articles. And if you click on the Medicine, Age, and Your Brain resources, that's not the one I meant. If you click on the Cognitive Health in Older Adults, you get to additional extra resources. If you click on the evidence-based materials for conversations about brain health, you get additional resources. So I do encourage you to click around on this website and see what's interesting. But again, the things that I thought might be particularly at the forefront for interest for you all is that detailed information on what's normal and what's not, so memory and thinking, whether memory problems always mean dementia, which they don't, as a spoiler, but that gives a little bit more information about that and some more explanation. And they have a comprehensive health resource, which is that cognitive health resources list, that really just has a great list of articles shedding light on everything from physical activity to depression. So let me go back to the website here. So if you click on that cognitive health resources link, what you'll see is you'll have, again, the branding on the top and then a red box that says cognitive health. And then it's got an in the news section where it talks about what's new. So things like walking, talking, and thinking about brain health, moderate physical activity, and what that means for your brain. And then it has a list of articles. And this is where there's a lot of richness. So that memory and thinking article about what's normal and what's not is here. The aging and thinking, and a number of other things. If you click within here, you'll come up to a lot of different resources that can be helpful, and you can search. So you can search if you're looking for something specific. So with all of that, that was a lot of information. I just want to sum it back up and say that educator guide with the PowerPoint and the handout and the supplement can be a really useful tool. If that doesn't cover something that you're interested in or that you're being asked to present on, or that you think people should just know, you can dig into this website and find a lot of other resources that are evidence-based, that are reviewed by experts in the field, so that you can have detailed information and clear explanations for people who might be interested in this information. So with that, I'm curious to hear anyone's thoughts on this. Is this something that you might use? Is this useful? Have you been hearing that people want more information on brain health? Here, Sage.
Libby, this is Denise. I have in Marinette County, and I'm thinking of possibly putting together a presentation that I will be able to duplicate throughout our county, maybe through our county elderly services, but then perhaps in some more distant libraries where those services aren't available. And then we have a large retirement community, skilled nursing, assisted living and independent living organization, not-for-profit, right in Marinette. And I'm thinking about talking with the management to see if we could host a presentation, not only for their clients, but also to open it up to the community. I think this is a subject that many elderly people wrestle with because they do believe the misinformation that aging equals dementia. And so I think this would be a topic that I think we would have some community members very, very interested in. So when I saw your coffee break come up, I went, oh, I got to be on that. So those are just my thoughts. Those are just my thoughts. So the concern I have is there's so much information.
Yeah.
And too much, you know, for us to present in a short amount of time. So to distill that all down to the essence of it, I think is going to be my homework. But I feel it's a topic that not only people that are aging, but those that are looking into the future that they're aging, they don't want to get dementia. And when you start talking to people, they say, I don't want to age because I don't want dementia. So that bit of misinformation is very frightening to many people. So I think this is very timely.
Absolutely. And I agree that this is a lot of information. When I was looking closely at the PowerPoint that they provide, it's great. It has a ton of information. And it has this educator guide that has more details and sort of, I mean, essentially the script of what you would say related to this information. And so that's incredibly helpful. And yet at the same time, it's a lot of information. And so there are a lot of things that you can just cut out or pull what you need and keep it really brief. And I think that the way that this PowerPoint and this guide is set up actually makes that pretty straightforward because you can look through it and go, don't need that slide, don't need that slide, don't need that slide. And the information on each slide I think is distilled relatively well. And of course it depends on your purpose and it depends on your audience. But I think it's set up in such a way that you can pick and choose slides and have that information that you want summarized really clearly without having to go through and summarize three slides into one slide or something like that. So you'll have to look at it and see what you think if you agree with that. But just when I was looking through it, I could identify really quickly if I was giving a presentation on this, I would keep this slide and I would get rid of that slide. And I think it makes it pretty easy to go through and pick and choose. So I hope that you find that to be the case too. And hopefully it will just speed up the whole process of deciding what to focus on and putting the materials together in a way that you can convey clearly. So, yeah, thank you for that. When I was thinking about this, it seemed to me that people would use this in a lot of settings. And the fact that it's something you can pull off the shelf and the fact that you can use just one piece or use lots of pieces, I could see this being presented in a ton of places. I know caregiver support groups and caregiver cafes tend to have an educational component, and being able to have something like this is, I think, useful that you can just plug in and make it easy. People who are giving regular presentations or even one-off presentations to senior centers, this is something that can be pulled in pretty easily. People who just want 5 minutes to share some information at their Strong Women, Strong Bones class, this is also something that you can pull one thing and give your 5 minutes on that, and you've provided some really important education about a topic, about content, in addition to all of the important physical movement and education related to that in those classes. So there's a lot of places that I can see this being useful, And I will be curious to hear, going forward, if people are using this, where they are finding that it's useful, or where the information, even if they aren't giving a presentation on it, where the information comes to the forefront. So with that, I will keep this nice and short. First coffee break back. Everyone can have a little bit of a break here. I will say that next month's topic, we are going to focus on an aging 101 area, and we're going to talk about older adults and the social safety net. Specifically, we're going to be talking about a paper that looked at how older adults use or don't use food stamps, just to think about the issues of poverty among older adults and whether or not they're really using all their resources, what that means, and how maybe we can help them to make good use of the things that they're eligible for and should be using in order to stay healthy and independent. So that will be on Friday, October 6th at 11 a.m. The email for that will come out in about the week before, so sometime towards the end of September, keep an eye out for that email with the link in the handout. And until then, everyone, enjoy your coffee, and please do let me know if you use the Brain Health resource. We'll talk to you all soon. Bye-bye.